live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I think that Perry Mason moment has happened, especially if those of us in the real independent media continue to beat the drum and point out what's happened. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in 2008 basically ran on the fact that George W. Bush didn't do a good job years before in Katrina. When compared to them, he did a great job. And I'm not defending George W. Bush's record. The point is that he showed up, he rendered aid. Government always, you know, has some problems, anything that's complex. He probably had a bad leader of FEMA who had no knowledge. Remember, oh, you're doing a great job, Brownie. Well, we've seen Louisiana hit by flooding worse than Katrina. That's mainline meteorologists saying that. More people homeless, more devastation. It is horrible. We're like 5-6 days into this. And still Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama have not gone there. Obama issued a memo saying you better not be racist first responders when you're rendering aid. So I'm not going to render any aid to you, state, but I'm going to make a statement about racism. And then Hillary is in Martha's Vineyard, sleeping and resting in between parties. And then she gets on her wide-body jet to fly 20 miles to Nantucket because she didn't want to drive in an SUV. That's taking off and landing. You don't even climb to altitude when you're flying 20 miles. No one does that. Even the ultra-rich would fly a helicopter that far. But that is just the royalty that we're talking about and dealing with here. And, of course, the big issue is, where is the media criticizing this? On Friday, when Trump went to Louisiana and handed out food and surveyed damage and talked to people and tried to draw attention to it and told Obama, you need to get off the golf course and get down here. We'll play that clip in a moment. I heard NPR criticizing Trump and clipping the governor together to sound like he didn't want him there and the mayor of New Orleans. And turned out it was heavily edited and isn't what they really even said. In long-form interviews, they were asked, do you think it could be a grandstanding photo op? Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about that, but still, we need the help. They edited it, and that's come out. The governor's come out and said, no, thank you, Trump, for coming. Thank you for bringing attention. We need the help. And we've got those CNN clips as well. But it's the inverted universe of bizarro world where half the TV ads I saw in 2008 to get Obama into office were about the Republicans doing a bad job at Katrina. When compared to this, they did an incredible job. The feds aren't even doing anything in Louisiana this time. This is crazy. And then Trump shows up and they turn it around like he's bad and an opportunist. This is crazy. Why do they not care? Why are they so arrogant? This cuts to the heart of everything. Not just Hillary, not just Obama, but the media. They'll do anything. Here's Donald Trump Friday hitting it out of the park.
The spirit of the people is incredible. The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible. And honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there. We mourn for the lives lost, and we pledge our help, comfort, and support to every last person in need. To the people of Louisiana, we are with you, and we will always be with you.
All right. So presidential. In the last 40, 50 years, a U.S. president would always go survey something like this. Now the president just doesn't care. Oh, because I forgot. He's on vacation with Hillary playing his 300th plus round of golf in Martha's Vineyard. He was just there 2 weeks ago. That's all these people do. And then the media covers for him and turns it into that Trump is a dirty, bad person. It's a big broadcast today on the Sunday edition. We're live. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. I'm waiting.
friends. Thank you for joining us on this 21st day of August, 2016. We're live. It's 4 o'clock and 6 minutes into the hour, Central Standard Time. And, of course, we're rebroadcast on many fine affiliates across this United States. And there are folks watching via the Internet and TV stations in many different parts of the world. Thank you so much for tuning into the transmission. Freedom is spreading. There is a massive awakening happening on a planetary scale. But we're seeing the empire of corporate, anti-free market, crony capitalist globalism strike back. But the tide is turning, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen that magic moment take place. And there have been many of these, but this one is particularly strong, the Perry Mason moment. In a big way, when Donald Trump went Friday to Louisiana and handed out food and told the people he cared about him and told people across the United States to donate food, to donate supplies, to create a focal point during a disaster to get the citizens of the country, not just the federal government or state government, to come together. And the mainstream corporate media absolutely doubled down and went to a level that we have never before seen. CNN, NPR, ABC News, you name it, on Friday. I couldn't believe it in the car. People ask, well, why'd you go tune into NPR? Because I want to see what establishment media is saying. And they were just, oh, it's a photo op. Oh, he's horrible. Oh, he's shameless. When they know full well, in 2008, they basically ran against the Republican Party. Obama did. So did Hillary during the primaries, bringing up Katrina and the supposed bad handling of that. Well, a bad handling of something is millions of times better than just saying, oh, I'm on a vacation again, Barack Obama in Martha's Vineyard. And so is Hillary Clinton in Martha's Vineyard. And then she jumps on a wide-body jet to fly 20 miles to Nantucket to a fundraiser. When you fly 20 miles, folks, in a jet, you don't even achieve altitude. No one does that. And we've got photos of her going on and off the large wide-body jet. It is absolutely, truly sickening. And the mainstream media says nothing about where are they, why aren't they there until Saturday. Then they started asking people like Representative Stephen Cohn of Tennessee. And he says, I don't know. I don't care. Donald Trump's an opportunist. And, you know, he gave money to a hospital and not all of it was real goods, whatever that means. So Donald Trump does Barack Obama's job. Drudge Report had a great image up there. It says Trump turns president as Obama vacations and as Hillary naps. Because they admit Hillary is napping. She's only on the campaign trail 3 days a week. She goes out and speaks for 10 minutes and then sits on a stool for another 20 minutes and then leaves and looks like she's dying. But now they're saying it's sexist to say that because you can't criticize her. This is illustrative of not the corruption, not the arrogance, not the hubris, not the Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake disconnectedness of the Democratic leadership. Sure, it does that. But what it really shows is how absolutely morally bankrupt, but more than that, the hypocritical, over-the-top nature of mainstream media. And we've got a few of these clips coming up. But it's mind-boggling that they know that this was one of the biggest black eyes the Republican Party ever got, was how Bush didn't respond for 3 or 4 days. Then when he got down there, he was doing a great job, brownie to his buddy who didn't have any credentials to run FEMA, but who had, you know, raised Arabian horses with the mullahs. And people were like, okay, you know, the feds didn't do a great job. Well, I know this. I had family that were helicopter pilots and also people in rescue who were saving people off the tops of roofs who almost got killed. So it was also very insulting to hear that the military did a horrible job. Or that the military, you know, was out to get people or something, when in truth, the military was kept from a lot of its job and directed by the ATF and others to engage in gun confiscation. And that was the true outrage of Katrina, not what the Democratic Party was pointing out. But let's just forget that. We know that's history. Let's move forward and look at what's happening today. And then compare it. Because I guess in a way they hope we forget about Katrina, because look at Katrina right here, and then look at how they don't even respond, they don't even care, and then Obama puts out a memo saying, make sure first responders aren't racist in how they deliver aid. Imagine how insulting that is when you're risking your life in these dangerous areas saving people, and then you're being told, by the way, don't be racist. And by the way, these disasters in many cases bring out the best in people. And you see people coming together in these powerful images. And then you see Trump with all of these diverse crowds behind him when he was giving his speech. That has got to really upset the Balkanizers. Speaking of Donald Trump, he knocked it out of the park when he said, listen, we got a lot of problems. Stuff is in deep trouble down here. The spirit of Louisiana is amazing. But you need to get off the golf course. You need to get down here, Mr. President.
Spirit of the people is incredible. The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible. And honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
And you look at that incredibly diverse crowd behind him. Now, again, Bush is bad because the Katrina response has some problems. He's the devil. Okay, he is. He's the worst person on earth until now. Don't even show up to a disaster they admit is worse overall. Worse. The worst flooding in Louisiana modern history. And surrounding areas. Texas is flooding. It's like Noah's Ark out there. I mean, it's just raining 12, 14 hours a day in Austin, Texas. Flooding all over the place. People getting killed. You name it. Imagine what it's like. And we're in a hilly area. Imagine what it's like in Louisiana. And we don't hear a word of criticism about the president. Now CNN kind of halfway did. I mean, at least Dana Bash, you know, was acting like it was a photo op and wrong in one of these clips I've got. But the other clip I've got we're going to play first is Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee. Now this is a guy who attacked Jesse Ventura's TV show on one of the episodes that I co-hosted, exposing FEMA camps, real FEMA documents, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, you name it. He said that the bill didn't exist that he'd authored. Ventura shows him the bill, and he goes, oh, that bill. He's got this fake Southern Belle accent. So I'm going to play this clip first where he won't even say that, you know, Trump is a good guy for being there. Here it is.
Not only that, you have the optics of Mr. Trump in Louisiana today. We just saw an 18-wheeler full of items that he's donated. Can you give the man some credit?
Well, he politically did the right thing. If there's a lot of items in there that are actually items, unlike some of the contributions he allegedly made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
They're actually items. We had a correspondent.
Well, that's good, because he claimed he gave St. Jude $20 million and he didn't give anywhere near, it was in the tens of thousands. So if he did it, good politics.
Where's Hillary Clinton? Apparently she's talked on the phone to the governor of Louisiana, but, you know, folks can point out that's not enough.
Well, I'm not sure where she is, but I know when you have three campaign managers within the period of time they've had it, you've got a campaign that's in chaos, a leader who can't work with people, and a guy who's totally on message. And the message is Trump. Trump steaks, Trump liquors, Trump vodka, Trump television station, Trump tower. Put him back in the tower where he belongs.
Representative Cohen is a truly despicable person. He had Homeland Security visit the network that produced the TV show with Ventura and had them basically spike it and turn it into a, you know, sideshow. So Ventura basically quit, left. And I did too. The show got terminated because we wouldn't be part of it. And he got on the floor of the house and tried to have True TV basically stripped of his license. And there were behind-the-scenes threats. All because we showed he authored a bill to put Americans in re-education camps. I mean, it actually says re-education camps. He's a monstrous, horrible, evil demon. And Tennessee should get rid of the piece of filth.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I'm going to tie all this together in a chilling diagram of what the globalists are up to. They are moving fast. Our predictions about what they would pull next are coming true because we're following a historical analysis of tyrants, but also their own words, their own battle plans. I talked about Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee, who was involved directly with Homeland Security, intimidating a major network and basically shutting a TV show down because it dared show that he authored a bill to set up civilian inmate labor camps in America and forced labor camps and to put political dissidents in them. And it's since been declassified that the Army's been given manuals of how to basically put Tea Party people in, quote, re-education camps. Don't believe me. Just type in Army manual re-education camps. You will be at army.mil. Now, the Army isn't bad. The Army's awake and freaked out about this. But they've been given these directives. And Cohen wanted to get more funding for it. And this is the guy out lying about Donald Trump on CNN. I've got more clips I'm going to go to. But there it is, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. You link right through to army.mil. There's no debating this. And this guy wants to give more funding to this to actually set it up. Now, remember, Politico 4 years ago ran a story about Media Matters that's run by the White House saying, quote, we're going to infiltrate, according to this memo, patriot media, libertarian, nationalist, conservative media. We're going to shut it down. And we'll use any means necessary. Well, they've taken over Fox News with the fake sexual harassment stuff. And they've now, you see Fox News getting ready to take a dive on November 8th when Hillary tries to steal the election and they plan to not contest it. And what I told you day one has been confirmed, even in mainstream media, that indeed it is the Rupert Murdoch's children and a coup d'etat inside Fox News with Hillary. And Rupert Murdoch is for Hillary. Fox News was always about controlling the conservative movement. There's a few good people there, and they've been threatened, like Sean Hannity. And Media Matters got it wrong. Sean Hannity didn't call me to say he likes the show and concur and say, you know, you're spot on. He came up to David Knight and told him that at the DNC, and I said that on air, and then it turns into I'm in some secret conspiracy with Sean Hannity. These people lie, and that's all they do. Now, let's continue here. Let's look at this. Right here, we've got Obama, Associated Press, returning from summer vacation, ready for busy fall. He was on vacation just a few weeks ago again. Doesn't go to Louisiana because he doesn't care. He doesn't need you. The media won't point it out like they did with Bush when Bush was there for a week. Clinton camp sends out desperate plea for more funds. Desperate plea. She has all the big money, raising more money than anybody ever in history from the establishment. Now, here is the Daily Caller article, and I told you this was coming. Hillary has sent out an email in fundraising saying, we're going to shut down Breitbart. Now, that's because Breitbart now heads up, or the head of Breitbart heads up Trump campaign. And Breitbart's gotten hardcore and has a great array of journalists and is covering globalism and doing a fabulous job working with all the other great groups like DrudgeReport.com and others. And it says that Breitbart and others like it have no right to exist. Now, I told you. They're going to take down Fox, they're going to take down Limbaugh, they're going to take down Drudge, they're going to take down InfoWars, they're going to take down Breitbart. They're coming. Drudge was here a year ago, and so the Supreme Court justice came to me and said, the plan is to start going after the press in 2016. They hand the internet over October 1st to the UN, who says, if you criticize Islam in any way, you'll be banned from the internet. Internet ID. Microsoft is now putting it in. And the BBC has come out now, and I have the clip coming up, and said, if you oppose Sharia law, you are Islamophobic, need to be arrested. This is political correctness now, where we conform to them. This is a takeover. So again, this fits in with what Cohen's up to. These people are monsters, folks. They're not liberals. They're monsters. Hillary campaign vows to destroy opposition website. Can you imagine if Bush, who was a major critic of, by the way, I thought he was bad. Good Lord, this is five times worse now. Jonathan Turley says three times worse. He's a liberal. Liberal law professor says Obama's worse than Bush. They are now, Hillary is now announcing they're going to shut down the independent media. And you notice the UN takes over October 1st. And they're already arresting people in England now, just like in Germany and France, for criticizing the Islamic invasion. And Drudge warned on May 31st, the death of free speech is happening now. Well, he was actually here last year. We reran a story on May of this year, warning of it. Matt Drudge, the death of free speech is happening now. So continuing, Hillary campaign vows to destroy opposition website. And a lot of idiots, again, say, oh, good, if they take them down, we'll get bigger. That's not how this works. They're going to go after. They know Democrats now are aware of Breitbart because they live in their own little bubble. So they're just saying emblematically, we're going to take that down. They mean everything. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's campaign has sent out a fundraising email arguing the website Breitbart News has no right to exist. That's a quote. That's what Hitler said about the Jews. And suggests that if elected, the website will be shut down entirely. Folks, they mean business. They've had 10 of Obama's czars say bring back the fairness doctrine to shut down free speech on talk radio. They mean business, people. They'll do it. We had a conservative media in this country for a while, says the email. Sent Thursday and signed by Deputy Communications Director Christina Reynolds. I don't always like what they have to say, but I respect their role, you know, when they're fake neocons like Ted Cruz sabotaging stuff, and their right to exist, said Reynolds. Yeah, they don't want to shut him down. Acknowledgement that the regular conservative media has a right to exist, close quote, though it used to contrast it with Breitbart, which apparently has no right. Breitbart is something different, she says. They make Fox News look like a Democratic Party pamphlet. Well, because it is. In many respects now. Folks, they took over News Corp, whether you think it's perfect or not, and I was a big critic of it. It is totally changing now. This is serious. It goes on. Breitbart is something different, she says. They make Fox News look like a Democratic Party pamphlet. They're a different breed altogether. Not just conservative, but radical, bigoted, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic. I mean, it's not anti-Semitic. Peddlers who never have been and never should be anywhere near the levers of power in this country. And I've gone and read the articles being put up by the Democratic Party, Blue State and others, about InfoWars, about Breitbart, about others. They go and will show a comment that anybody could put on there saying something racist and then attribute it to us. This is the stuff they pull. Reynolds' aggressive attack is sparked by Republican nominee Donald Trump's decision to shake up his campaign by bringing on Breitbart executive Stephen Bannon to serve as campaign CEO. So the attack on free speech is here. And just like Obama says, Trump is not qualified, and oh, he doesn't know what election fraud is, though, even though the feds are, quote, coming in to oversee the elections. It shows how desperate they are. And believe me, it has been InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and this broadcast and what we do that has helped educate the general public to make it safe for Daily Caller and Breitbart and even WorldNet Daily to basically now bullhorn the message of InfoWars. And it's not because they went and bought into my worldview. They're actually looking at the real documents, looking at the fact, reading what Soros says, getting his hacked emails, and it's exactly what I always told you because we have all the expert guests and the intel. So I'm not in competition with anybody that is a patriot. I thank God other people get it now and are having a huge success, and the globalists are panicking because if they don't shut us down, we're going to beat them. But if they do shut us down, we're going to beat them because we're resisting and we understand the globalist program.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me Give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've seen the very same multinational corporations that are setting up a private corporate world government shut down free speech in scores of other countries that were once free. And I've seen them lick their lips and talk about doing it for decades, but they're really banning free speech in Europe. They're really arresting and prosecuting and persecuting people that mildly speak up about radical jihadists being brought into their countries. And they're really getting ready to censor here in the United States. And when I say getting ready, I mean to nakedly, openly, brazenly, at high noon do it. When more than 10,000 libertarian, conservative, veterans, gun groups, you name it, organizations have been refused the last 8 years, their 501c3 and 501c34, all the different subgroups of charitable organizations saying, well, you can't have a charitable organization because you can't be political. You can't promote pro-life. Well, that's not political. But then Media Matters can be tax-exempt and openly work for the White House. And they've taken away the tax exemptions, and they've persecuted and prosecuted and audited thousands of different individuals and groups and attacked people with the corrupt courts. It's very, very brazen. So that's an attack on free speech you're seeing. And they hand out all these big government contracts to select groups that play ball with the New World Order. So that when we tried to hire several different national companies to fly banners saying Hillary for president 2016, they would refuse us, saying we don't want to lose our other contracts. That is a chilling effect in this country. And if we give into it, we lose everything. But I just can't believe I'm reading it in their own email saying sites like Breitbart have no, quote, right to exist. And that if we get Hillary into office, she's going to shut them down. That is so incredible. We have the articles, the video, copy of the email. It's all up on Infowars.com right now. Paul Watson did a report on it. Daily Caller reported on it and others. That is such a big deal. But we knew it was coming. And now if there's a contested election, we've got a 4-4 court, and it'll probably go to Hillary at the Supreme Court. Just like in 2000, there was a Supreme Court ruling and it went to Bush. But you notice Scalia conveniently dropped dead. And they told everybody, oh, we didn't have an autopsy. We're not going to have one before his body was even cold. And oh, by the way, he was at a secret society meeting. But no foul play. Just a message to everybody. You get in line or we'll kill you too. Surprised they didn't mail, you know, his wife a body armor with some fish in it. They're like, what's this mean? It's a Sicilian message. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. I mean, these messages are ridiculously obvious. Like when Hillary, when Obama was beating her in 2008, she said, you know, you saw what happened to Robert Kennedy. I'm still going to be the nominee. Till the Bilderberg Group said, you sit down and shut up. It's Obama. He'll get more done than you, you hag. And the media was so controlled. I go back to this all the time. I was there in Virginia covering Bilderberg. And it's on the news. Where's Hillary? Where's Obama for a day? No one can find him. Hillary got on a plane, and Obama got on a plane, and the press corps got on the planes, and then they took off to Chicago. And where'd they go? We were there and saw them with the Secret Service drive in. We called the media, and no one would cover it. That's how controlled they were. Drudge posted a story. The Epoch Times posted a story. InfoWars had video and posted a story. And then later it was admitted, indeed, that's where the deal was brokered for who would step down and who wouldn't. Paul Watson wrote an article about it on June 6, 2008. Hillary and Obama in secret Bilderberg rendezvous. Now, I want to play another clip dealing with the attack on Trump. Because let's remember, Trump goes to Louisiana during the worst flood in modern history, worse than Katrina. I'm starting to get concerned here in Austin, and we're 500 feet above sea level on average. And stuff's flooding. And the media turns it around like he's done something wrong, but then the governor came out and said, basically, he was misquoted and out of context. Because NPR and CNN and others that were asking, well, are you afraid Trump's going to grandstand? And, you know, he's a Democrat, so he's like, yeah, maybe, but, you know, we appreciate Trump. They just cut that down to make it look like people are mad that Trump's there. But now they've had to back off because of all the images of the multicultural, diverse crowds behind Trump and Trump calling for more aid. That's what a president's supposed to do, and he basically became the president at that point. Did Obama react and run down after a vacation? Did Hillary? No. She's going to fundraisers, flying the plane from Martha's Vineyard to Nantucket 20 miles on a huge jet. Doesn't even get up to altitude. Just no one does that. But she is so addled, they said, that she has to be on a plane so she wouldn't get tired out. She can't even fly on a helicopter at this point. But that's okay because she's a woman, so it's all right. We should be talking about this Kane guy a lot more. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Dana Bash and the Louisiana governor on CNN.
So Donald Trump and Mike Pence came down to Baton Rouge on Friday. You dismissed the visit as a photo op, and you said you wished that Trump would make a donation to a relief organization instead. We did, by the way, check with the campaign. They said that Trump made a $100,000 donation to the Greenwell Springs Baptist Church where he visited. But here's what your fellow Democrat, former Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, said about the visit.
I want to thank Mr. Trump for coming to Louisiana. He brought attention to our state, and we need that now.
So, Governor, why is she wrong?
She's not. But you mischaracterized what I said. Mm-hmm. I didn't dismiss his trip as a photo op. Before he came down, I said, we welcome him here. We want him to be helpful, and we hope that it doesn't turn into a mere photo op. So you got the story backwards.
Okay, so was he helpful? Now that it's come and gone, was he helpful? Was it a good thing that he came down?
Well, I think, yeah, for the reasons that I stated earlier, because it helped to shine a spotlight on Louisiana and on the dire situation that we have here, that it was helpful. And I will tell you that I also appreciated the good phone call, the conversation that I had with Governor Pence, who was sincere and genuine when he called and we spoke for a long time on Friday morning about their desire to be helpful.
So, and there's other clips where the governor has expanded on this. He never said that. He went on, got interviewed in a tape interview. They said, are you concerned? Are you concerned about a photo op? Well, yes, I hope it isn't just a photo op. I hope he helps. They turn it into that. That's how they deceive. But Bash had to start walking that back, see, because he didn't play ball with her. But this is how bad they are. He gave $100,000 to a church. He had a big truckload of food. He called on people and on his website has listings to give money to local groups, not to him. With the Clintons, they go to all these different places like Haiti and get the money and keep 97%. It came out in the news last week. But that's not a scandal because they're Democrats and it's okay and they're on vacation. More to come. We got big news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This last Friday on the weekday broadcast, we aired probably 30 minutes of a 45-minute speech Trump gave on Thursday in the Carolinas, where he said, look, we have to unify as a country around nationalism and free market. And he looked at the predominantly white crowd and he said, we're going to have to hire people of every race, color, and creed, and have the American pie, you know, really be, work from a free market perspective, or we're going to collapse. And that's absolutely how economies work. People think, like, if somebody's wealthy, then you're getting cut out of something. Well, only if they stole the wealth with derivatives or a Ponzi scheme or a scam. But if someone actually builds wealth or designs automobiles or better computers or writes books or creates music, that makes the culture richer. This idea that someone doing well hurts someone else is pure bull. It's not a sum game. But under globalism, it is, because they want a post-industrial world with a smaller pie. I want to play some of these clips here in a moment where he goes into the nightmare of what the Democrats have done. But when I come back in the second hour, the Islamic slash globalist alliance is getting so crazy that it went further than I thought it could. I mean, this is getting so weird, so bizarro, so cartoonish. I mean, Turkey is putting travel advisories on saying don't go to Sweden, you may be raped. But not pointing out something like 80% of the rapes are by Muslim men. And Turkey's having bombings almost every day. But it says don't go to Sweden. We've got Uma Abedin, the girlfriend of Hillary, reportedly, worked at a radical Muslim journal for a dozen years, a radical journal that said women should have to wear hoods over their heads, but she runs around in little pretty flower dresses. And if her relationship with Hillary's true, she'd be executed in Saudi Arabia for lesbian activity. I'm a libertarian. I'm a patriot. I believe in a lot of conservative values, but I don't try to make you follow my views. It's just these people win the Hypocrite Award on every front, man. I just don't know where to begin. But you talk about bizarro. BBC says opposing, there's actually a video clip of this. BBC says opposing Sharia law is, quote, Islamophobic. Women have to have their genitals cut off. And that's liberal, though. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. Death toll from Turkey wedding attack rises to 50. Governor's office. They have these every few days where they blow up weddings. They strapped a 12-year-old with bombs and sent him in. Total cowards, but it has nothing to do with Islam, of course. ISIS, that's the group that has nothing to do with Islam. Yeah. Quoting Carl the Cuck there. Europe hit by more sex attacks. Now 22 girls assaulted at Stockholm Festival. But they have Stockholm Syndrome and won't blame the Muslims. You can't make it up. Sunday Express. Turkish paper warns against traveling to Sweden due to rape stats. I mean, I just mentioned it. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's just at a certain point I can't handle this anymore. We're going to get to all of it coming up. The UN has set up these operations in Central America to, like, bring people in from around the world. They even charge them like a travel agency and then ship them into the U.S. I mean, we have reached cloud cuckoo land at this point. So that's coming up. We've got a John Hopkins professor who says, don't have kids if you want to save the planet. We've got journalism collapsing in the country. Pentagon's missing $6.5 trillion. You cannot make this up. That's just some of what we're going to be breaking down. But before I go any further, we have several specials that are ending today. The special where you get the new film, Amerageddon, that's a $5 million budget film produced by Chuck Norris's son with Gary Haven, that deals with a fictional attack with an EMP weapon and a UN invasion. Great way to wake up people. Very informative film. A lot of great information. I'm obviously in it. And again, I refuse to be in big films all the time, but I was in this one because it was only a few days of shooting and they're patriots, so I wanted to be involved with shot here in Texas, a lot of it. But you get two of my films free when you get a second copy of Amerageddon. One copy, $19.95, two copies for $39, and then get two of my films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and then a film exposing how the government has secret slush funds, comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. And by the way, when these DVDs sell out, a lot of them I'm never going to print again. So last chance to get these in your library if you want to take advantage of that. That is going to end probably today because we're about to sell out of all of our DVDs, not Amerageddon, but of our films that we add to it free. So if you want to take advantage of that, take advantage of it today. Also, Living Defense is a formula with dozens and dozens of different herbs and plant extracts that are known for thousands of years in cultures across the world. But, I mean, we take what the Egyptians did and what the Europeans did and what the Mayans did. These are herbs from all over the world, like wormwood. Why is it called wormwood? Because you eat this and it gets rid of worms. That's just one ingredient in it, black walnut, green hull. It's all in there to flush the body out of parasites, you name it. Most people have these. Our media tries to cover it up. 20% off Living Defense. They just want to keep you sick, folks. They don't want you to know actually what's going on out there. Just the herbs in it are good for you anyways. This is the ultimate formula. It's 20% off. It will sell out the next few days. The good news is more is coming in the next month. Very hard to source all of this. That's why we sell out so often. And your purchase of the products makes everything we do here possible. So I want to thank you for purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com is the subdomain for the supplements for the nutraceuticals. And I also want to thank you for spreading the word about our videos, our links, our articles. Don't take this show for granted. They're coming to try to censor. Fight for free speech, and you do that by promoting it so we're strong and we have a bigger audience to stand against this attempt to shut us and others down. This is the key time we're entering. People are ready to wake up. So I want to commend you that have been fighting for so long to expose globalism and the New World Order. Now's the time for the maximum push and total commitment. Now let's go to one of these clips as we go out to break of Donald Trump talking about Democratic failures in one of his recent speeches in North Carolina.
Look how badly things are going under decades of Democratic leadership. Look at the schools. Look at the poverty. Look at the 58% of young African Americans not working. 58%. It is time for a change. What do you have to lose by trying something new? I will fix it. Watch. I will fix it. You have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. It is so bad. The inner cities are so bad. You have nothing to lose. They have been playing with you for 60, 70, 80 years, many, many decades. You have nothing to lose. I will do a great job.
Yeah, he knows it's a globalist plan to disenfranchise. What they practice on the blacks, they're new to everybody now. Trump knows, folks. I've talked to him. He wants to end
this
it.
This means so much to me.
He loves everybody.
I will work as hard as I can.
He can't stand it.
To bring new opportunity to places in our country.
He doesn't want to make you poor and piss on you, folks.
In a very
He's not a piece of filth.
Time.
It's why they hate him.
Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party
of the KKK
have taken African-American votes totally for granted. Because the votes have been automatically there for them, there has been no reason for Democrats to produce, and they haven't.
The true message
they haven't produced in decades
is now coming out. They are crapping
it's
their pants.
It's time to break with the failures of the past and to fight for every last American child in this country to have a better and a much, much brighter future. In my administration, every American will be treated equally, protected equally, and honored equally.
That's right. Come off the globalist plantation, everybody.
We will reject bigotry and hatred and oppression in all of its forms and seek a new future built on our common culture and values as one American people.
So Morgan Freeman said, not only Black History 1 month out of the year, Black history is American history.
This is the change I am promising.
Blacks have been here since day one, folks.
An honest government, a great economy, and a just society for each and every American.
This is liberal. This is unity, folks. This is real Thomas Jefferson stuff here. This is Martin Luther King.
We can never, ever fix our problems by relying on the same politicians who created these problems in the first place.
By design.
Can't do it.
LBJ said to make black slaves.
72% of voters say our country is on the wrong track. I am the change candidate.
We'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead. Tell everybody to tune in. I'm Alex Jones.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the media is not playing a lot of these Trump clips. They're only playing very selective clips because his message is so powerful. So in this segment, I'm going to play more Trump for you. This is Trump. I will not put personal profit before national security. Very important clip. Then we'll come back in the next segment and get into the latest Islamic invasion news.
Hillary Clinton's mistakes destroy innocent lives
sacrifice national security and betray the working families of this country. Please remember this. I will never put personal profit before national security. Nobody should.
Yeah, if you have a nuclear war, the money ain't worth anything.
I will never leave our border open to appease donors and special interests, which is what Hillary is doing, and they are being appeased. I will never support a trade deal that kills American jobs. I will never, ever put the special interests before the national interests. I will never put a donor before a voter or a lobbyist before a citizen.
And by the way, that's what her foundation does. She's been caught, but we got that clip coming up next segment.
Instead, I will be a champion for the people. The establishment media doesn't cover what really matters in this country or what's really going on in people's lives.
And all you got to do is look at how they hate him to know that's true. Never have they had such fits.
Words of mine out of context.
That's right.
And spend a week obsessing over every single syllable and then pretend to discover some hidden meaning in what I said. Just imagine for a second if the media spent this energy holding the politicians accountable who got innocent Americans like Kate Steinle killed. She was gunned down by an illegal immigrant who had been deported 5 times. Just imagine if the media spent time and lots of time investigating the poverty and joblessness of the inner cities. Just think about how much different things would be if the media in this country sent their cameras to our border, to our closing factories, or to our failing schools.
That's right. But they work for the collaborators, the outside globalists.
Or if the media focused on what dark secrets must be hidden in the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton illegally deleted.
That's right. Unbelievable truth. This guy's so for real, folks. That's why they're crapping their drawers over him. The system is just in total fear. Total fear. This is populism right here, like Nigel Farage. We're idiots if we don't get behind him.
Instead, every story is told from the perspective of the insider. It's the narrative of the people who rigged the system, never the voice of the people it's been rigged against, believe me. So many people suffering for so long in silence. No cameras, no coverage, no outrage from the media class that seems to get outraged over just about everything else. So again,
I mean, look, it's not, nobody's perfect.
It's never been about me.
But if we don't go for Trump, we're morons. I mean, Hillary doesn't even go to Louisiana during the flooding, and then they blame Trump for going. This is a joke. This is a joke. The establishment has put a weekend with Hillary undead, reanimated corpse Zombo up against this great patriot Trump.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Fire musket, but I'll run you through. When you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. As the bugle sounds, the charge begins.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you
That's why
the next attack,
when I say resistance is victory,
stand, there's no turning back.
It's so true.
The bugle sounds, the charge begins.
If we don't lay down to the New World Order, it will fail. That's why it wants us so dumbed down, so politically correct, so obsessed with victimology being our identity, that we never live as the true sentient individuals we are. They know the fire of liberty is so warm, so good, that they can't compete with it. So they want to extinguish it. All right. You know, I should probably take some phone calls today. I have a special report I'm going to air in the final segment tonight, coming up in about 45 minutes, that deals with, quote, fear porn. I've shown clips in the last few months of Vladimir Putin saying we're on the verge of nuclear war, the world's in great danger, the Western press won't report this, you're moving troops onto our borders, you're moving nukes up on our borders, we wouldn't move nukes onto your borders. Whether you believe Vladimir Putin or not, it should be in our news. And I've had people I know personally look at me and say, you're engaged in fear-mongering. We haven't had a nuclear war yet. That's like being 25 years old. You're telling somebody, don't drink bacon grease every day. You might have a heart attack. And then when they're 60 years old, they have the heart attack. We're in more danger, according to most geopolitical analysts across the board, of nuclear war than we've ever been. Just search experts. World in greater danger of nuclear war than ever before. You'll get the big think tanks. You'll get everybody. And the public goes, well, we haven't had one yet. Yeah, because people fought hard to stop proliferation and to stop one happening. We came inches in the early 1960s in the Cuban Missile Crisis from a nuclear war. And now we're right back there again. Oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. They'll never pass Obamacare. Oh, Alex, the Democrats don't want your guns. Don't be a fearmonger. And then they now admit in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and everywhere else, Rolling Stone, that it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. It's time to ban the guns. And then I read like articles in Time magazine. Well, there'll probably be a civil war, but that's okay. We'll round up the gun owners. It's something we've got to do. I mean, they're really trying to command the military to get ready for this. That's why the military is incredibly awake. The military would hear me talk 20 years ago and go, Alex, we're not going to do that. Somebody may have a dream. Bill Clinton might have a dream of that. We're never going to do it. Now the military is being called in and trained for gun confiscation. And so InfoWars is the hottest thing running for like 6-7 years in the military. Not because I'm something special, but we just have the info. We're willing to talk about it. But the military's there getting the training for it. It's in the Army Times. We've got special forces training Ukrainian troops for 2 years to battle Russians. And I've got clips coming up of Putin talking about last week the losses of Russian troops and how he's going to have to respond. I mean, we're in a war with Russia in Europe right now. This isn't Afghanistan in the 1980s, and it's not the Soviet Union that was clearly evil. I'll tell you right now, I think Russia's got some major corruption problems, a lot of issues. Compared to our leaders, they're nothing. Russia pays you to have kids. Russia's pro-family now. Russia's cutting its taxes lower than ours. That isn't how good Russia is. It's how bad we are. But doesn't matter. U.S. defense contractors have come out this week and told investors that Russian threat is great for business. We know the uptick is coming, so we postured ourselves for it. Oh, great, a new Cold War to bankrupt taxpayers again. I should take phone calls. The toll-free number. I'll take a few calls on Obama and Hillary not going to Louisiana. That's a topic I'd like you to call in on. I would love to discuss Hillary's health issues that are so obvious. What do you think of Trump's amazing unifying speeches? I played the clips Friday. We played the clips Friday where he was saying, and by the way, to a mainly white audience in North Carolina, we're going to have to hire people across the board here that want to work and are good people. We got to have prosperity for everybody. These inner cities are falling apart. We need to hire these people. You don't see Obama out saying, hey, white people, hire black people that want to work. It's all, you know, these white people are all really racist and out to get you. You just go get on some welfare, okay? And barely live. It's just such evil. These people are engaged in ridiculous levels of division. Obama spews 180 degrees what Martin Luther King said. I totally agree with what Martin Luther King said. I agree with nothing Obama says. And I don't get how we can juxtapose these things and not see how ridiculously opposite they are. Now, I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to, and I want to take your phone calls, but the toll-free number to join us, the Sunday number is different than the weekday broadcast number. The Sunday number, which we produce everything right here in-house live, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If you disagree with me, too, we'll put you at the head of the line, 877-789-2539. And we'll take a few segments of calls and then get to the big video special report that's on InfoWars.com, and I'm going to air it here today. I hope you'll spread it. The threat of nuclear war is not fear porn. 50,000 operable nuclear weapons, they're being pilfered out to other countries. More than 14 nations have nukes, admittedly. And it starts, folks. It doesn't stop. And people just always think that this isn't going to happen. World War I happened. World War II happened. 20 million Russians died in World War II. 21 million Germans died. That was a third of the German population. One-fifth the Russian population. People never believe Great Depressions happened. Great Depressions happening all over the world right now. The globalists are engineering it on record. I'm trying to stop it by showing what's going on. But being informed, being involved, knowing how government works, knowing how legislation works, knowing who world leaders are, living information, living analysis, talking to former and current top spy chiefs, foreign leaders, you name it. I'm the weirdo for being informed. I'm the bad guy because I'm a real intellectual. I'm really informed. I'm really involved. I really know what I'm talking about. I'm really a liberal who wants you to live in peace and have your own lifestyle and live in freedom. But don't tell me how to live. And I'm the bad guy. I'm the person my whole life fighting against racism, fighting against division, really caring about people. And I get to hear a bunch of garbage spewing liars, race pimps, and the Democratic Party turn around and tell me I'm deeply racist on CNN and MSNBC when they're full of BS and they know it. And I'm also going to get into this whole Islamic thing again. Islam has had periods where it wasn't that radical. We've had periods where Christianity was radical and oppressive. It's true, the Dark Ages. But the radical, horrible, slaving form of it that comes out of Saudi Arabia has taken over, folks. It's dominating worldwide. It's bullying everyone into it. And Islam is out of control. And the evil globalists are allied with it, and it's a fact. And you got weirdo Jewish comedian women and stuff coming out saying, don't criticize Islam, Sharia law helps women. It's freakish. It's lies. I demand these weird Jewish comic women with their Rachel Maddow haircuts go to Saudi Arabia and see how long you don't end up in prison or killed. I give you 48 hours before your ass is locked up. And you know that, though. You're preying on us. You're a tyrant. You're an oppressor. You're not a liberal. And I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out for what you are. Criminals. Scum. Filth. Garbage. Collaborators. Bullies. We're going to come back on the other side. Don't take InfoWars for granted, folks. We're in a war. They're coming after us because we're so effective. Spread our links, spread our videos, and know we are the tip of the spear that's changed the whole game because you did. You did. You are the power. You're the blood coursing through the veins. There's a graphic up on InfoWars.com that harkens back to Matt Drudge, who was here about a year ago in studio. They talked about Hillary's brain in a jar, where she's so sick, she's so ill, that it's just her brain in a jar. And then the press goes and has press conferences with the brain. There's a graphic, political cartoon, at InfoWars.com towards the bottom at the right-hand side. Where folks can see that for yourself. There it is for TV viewers. We're simulcast, again, for television. If folks are wondering why I keep talking about visuals. Hillary's brain, elected president, extra, extra. No flash photography. We've got the Black Secret Service agent there with the tranquilizer pin. 4 more days. I'm with the brain. Look smarter in person. There you go. That's up on Infowars.com. And it's up there at the top. It says drudgereport.com because that's where the impetus, the idea for that came from. And by the way, it's been a year. I haven't bugged Drudge, but I think I'm going to try to put some emails and calls in because it's been a year. I get Drudge does one every 2 or 3 years. Even if it's not with us, I think it's time for Drudge to do an interview in this close election. Time is compacted. Things are accelerated. It's a quickening. I think Drudge would say, I said everything in the 45-minute interview, and it's all coming true. Well, okay. He says, you used to broadcast once every Sunday. I listened every time I could. Can we just have Matt Drudge on the show? In fact, remind me tomorrow. I'm going to put some emails out or try to make some phone calls. I never bug Drudge, but I tell you, we need to hear from Drudge right now about what he thinks, and he's been proven totally right. Might just show up and surprise me again. I almost had a heart attack last time. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls right now. Mark in California, Austin, Orlando, Florida, Brian in New York City, Frank in North Carolina, Chris and John and many others. Who should we talk to first? Let's talk to Brian in New York City. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Basically, what Obama is doing is completely and utterly, well, ludicrous. And basically, I think he should be down here. And the same goes for Hillary Rodham Clinton, because we all know that basically that she called us black people. What was it? Subhuman.
She called black people super predators and said they should be made to heal like dogs. And saying is, how did they attack Bush for going to Louisiana during a flood, during Katrina, but now they don't even show up and it's okay? It's the same media, the liberal media that did that, the fake liberals, and now they're saying Trump's bad. It's just, how do their viewers not get? I guess they do. I guess their viewers do get it. They have almost no viewers. It's just, we're watching the collapse of these people. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I appreciate that call, Brian. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank. In North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome, Frank.
Alex, the blinders came off one night when I was listening to you on with George Norrie. I think it was December of 2005. And I had a rough couple of weeks after that trying to disprove everything that you were saying about 9/11 and everything. And, I've been defending, the Middle East, the people of the Middle East, and how they were framed for 9/11 for about 11 years now. But the reality of the situation is, and I understand what Trump is doing, you know, every race, color, creed, and everything. It sounds great. That was really pushed hard in the 60s and everything. And I bought into a lot of that myself. But the fact is, the more people that you get, and I do feel sympathy for those people. And I think that what's been done to them is no less than an atrocity.
Oh, there's no doubt the social engineers have totally screwed up the black community and others. But I understand now it's a time bomb. What do you do? And Trump's like, we try to make people prosperous. I think that's the only answer to the globalists trying to make them poor. But I get it's so out of control. At a certain point, if you're a white guy in a parking lot with 5 black guys about to kill you, you've got to get down to brass tacks and say, even though you wish things were wonderful, they're not.
But Alex, if you keep bringing people in from that part of the world that come from a different way of thinking, a different culture, a different heritage, ancestry, when they first come in, they're nice people, right? I mean, you can deal with them, you know. I mean, I can be friendly with them. But what happens?
I think it's the prosperity that spoils everybody. I mean, I think that's part of it.
As their numbers grow, though, they become more emboldened, and then their youth want to go back to the old culture. I believe that they are going to want to change America to reflect their own image, their ancestry. And what do we? I mean, I feel bad for those people and what's been done to them over there, and I understand why some would want to come here as refugees and whatnot, particularly from Syria.
Well, here's the deal: we got too many people here now that haven't been assimilated yet. So I say we need to obviously stop it, cut back on it for a while until we. Look, if you give people free market and basically not indoctrinate them, but expose them to real freedom, it's been proven that immigrants from all over the world do a great job. I don't care where they're coming from. It's when they hit leftist BS political correctness that it's super toxic. So I agree, under political correctness, don't bring anybody else in. I don't care if they're from Eastern Europe or Mexico or where it is. I mean, it is a time bomb, but I appreciate your call. I mean, I get your points. Look, everybody's tribal, and the point is they've told Americans to not be tribal so they can bring in other groups to be tribal in a political takeover. And the Democrats did that because before they were the party of race, when the Republicans ended all that, they had to flip back and then be the party of the minorities. So they've done everything they did with white poor people with minorities now. Okay, this is just, they're following the same script. And I'm just saying, we've got to do the moral thing and try to stop all this, okay? But also criticize it and not play along with it. Thanks for your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
Good. I think you're on a speakerphone. I can barely understand you.
Okay, let me get out of the throne room here. I want you to tell us more about exactly what's going to happen October 1st when Obama gives the UN authority. And I'm going to go to my congressman. I live in San Jose, actually. Mike Honda. Call him tomorrow and go to city council here or there in San Jose. Talk to them about it. That's something we can do. But can you elaborate so we can learn?
Sure. If you just type in the U.S. Turns over control of the Internet October 1st, you'll get Associated Press. You'll get all the news articles. And they all sell like it's a good idea. The U.S. obviously created the Internet with some British scientists who were involved as well, but mainly the U.S. And the domain registries, the DNS numbers, I'm not a tech guy, but I know the basics. Those have all been registered and run, and then it's administered under international treaty when there's copyright violations, you name it, basically by a U.S. group. You can also basically appeal to the U.N., but it still goes back to the U.S. It's all being turned over to the United Nations October 1st. And the U.N. says they're going to start restricting free speech.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know,
and of course they'll pick. I mean, they'll pick like some horrible white supremacist group or some jihadi group saying kill kids. They'll pick stuff that sounds like it's reasonable to censor, you know, as their first beta test. But I would say within a year of this decision coming into play, you'll see massive shutdowns. They're already shutting people down in Europe. Facebook has hired the former Stasi, the East German secret police, to run their censorship.
You ever read a book by Craig Wynne called Prophet of Doom?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I gave that to Jim, I won't give his last name, who was my boss at National Security for maybe 2 weeks. I worked briefly for that company, and I gave that book to Jim, and he yelled at me and said, "That's discrimination, you're fired."
All right, we'll be back. Thanks for the call. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to belabor this. The globalists are doing everything they can to shut us down as we explode. It is you, the listeners and viewers, that make everything possible. Your prayers, your support, spreading links, sending out links to the free iPhone or Droid apps that are Infowars.com/show. We're going to end a special today. It'll be over tomorrow, 20% off. On InfoWarsLife.com, Living Defense, 20% off. Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser is now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com for being sold out for months. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we completely run out again. Start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Just read some of the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and see what Living Defense is doing for listeners and viewers. Stock up and start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Get Living Defense for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. And it's a great product, and your purchase supports the broadcast. The $5 million budget film, Armageddon, still in theaters in areas of the United States, and all over the country, is now exclusively available for at least another week at InfoWarsStore.com. One copy is $19.95. A second copy is the same price, but when you get two copies, you get two of my films free on top of that, a massive value. That special is going to have to end very soon because we're running out of all of my films that we have on DVD. Great to have for your library. Great to give to the local library. That's a great way to get the word out, is to donate films and things to the library where hundreds and hundreds will see it. But InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical supplement subsection. Made in 1776.com is the Made in America t-shirts and products. And we have the Bill Clinton rape shirt, the Hillary for prison shirt, and more. Just want to thank all of you for your support because you make it all possible. Getting to the radical Islamic stack, I may have to cover this more tomorrow because I want to go to your phone calls right now. But New York Post, Uma Abedin, the lady that stays in the same hotel room as Hillary, worked at a radical Muslim journal for a dozen years, one that wanted women to not be able to go outside without hoods over their heads. But she's a good girl, the rich ruler, so she can wear the little flower outfits. That's because she's liberal. It's okay she wants women with bags over their heads. BBC says opposing Sharia law is Islamophobic. And you can actually watch the video. That's from Breitbart. Isn't that just cute? That's right. Having women's genitals cut off with loppers is trendy. Death toll from Turkey's wedding attack that has nothing to do with Islam rises to 50. Governor's office. Turkish president Erdogan blamed Islamic State for carrying out the blast that he's been aiding the whole time, attacking Syria. Europe hit by yet more sex attacks. Now 22 girls assaulted at Stockholm Festival, but they don't complain they were raped by Muslims because they have Stockholm Syndrome. Turkish paper warns against traveling to Sweden due to rape stats. Oh, yeah. Don't go to Sweden. All our Muslim men have gone there to rape the dumbass Europeans. So it's all just cute. Whole families are fleeing this tiny country and entering the U.S. in massive numbers. And it breaks down how the U.N. is staging the whole operation to ship people in from different Central American countries. So that's just some of the news on that front. Right now, though, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Austin in Orlando, Florida. You're on the air, Austin. Thanks for holding.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Trump going to Louisiana while Obama is busy playing golf, like usual.
Let's say it. While Obama had his thumb up his ass. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but Obama's golfing for weeks and weeks at Martha's Vineyard like a big old elitist jackass. Hillary's sleeping and going to fundraisers. I mean, this is BS, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I mean, you were brilliant what you just said.
I mean, it's true. Obama literally is a piece of... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to stop now. I'm sorry.
It just shows that Trump is like one of the first candidates, nominees we've had a long time. He was presidential material. I mean, at least he actually cares about people, unlike Obama and Hillary, who just pretend. And it's all okay because they're liberals.
Well, exactly. But the bigger issue, I mean, do you agree with me? Do you agree with me, Austin? It's that just a few years ago, they flipped out when Bush was there and was rendering aid and did screw up some stuff and did make arrogant statements like you're doing a great job, Brownie, to the head of FEMA that didn't know what he was doing. Still, he was there. How is that the end of the world that he was there? They don't even show up. It shows the arrogance. Black unemployment has doubled under Obama. I care about unemployment, period. But I don't want to see poor black people with no jobs. It's the disconnect. Why do you think they don't care?
They're arrogant. When you get arrogant, sometimes you act like nothing can stop you. You think you're greater than what you are. But hopefully
you start thinking you start a war with Russia and get away with it. Exactly. Megalomania is the word. They are delusional fruit bags.
Exactly. Also, can I make one more point?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm ranting. I apologize.
No, you're good. But also, it's very important to get involved politically, not just the presidential races, but also Senate races and your local states and stuff, because if we put more patriots in the Senate and Congress and all that, it'll be harder for the globalists to put their agenda in America. I just want to point that out.
I totally agree, and that's why Trump's so great. He promotes populism. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's just classic common sense. Populism, and people are now picking up on this. So it's a win whether he wins or not. But he clearly is ahead. There's new national polls where he's ahead, but they're trying to skew the polls. He's way ahead. God bless you. I appreciate that call. Who should I want to try to get everybody in here, but I'm almost out of time. I have a special report coming up, and it's really important. Who should we go to next? John's in Wisconsin, Trump campaign. Roberts, California, Hillary possible having surrogate doubles. That's happened before. Rick's in ATX, Austin, Texas, immigration, assimilation. Chris is Indiana. Let's move quick here. Let's talk about to Robert in California about Hillary having a double. This has happened in politics before. The media will make fun of this, but it's happened before. But I know the real Hillary. That's the real Hillary we see tottering around. What do you think?
Hey, Alex. Look, I'm looking at a few things on her facial expressions and, well, actually, her just face. I'm looking at the hair part. I'm looking at the eyes themselves. There's some different things that I've seen on the dental and the double chin and the puffy of the cheeks. Now, as ill as she's supposed to be getting, I think that might be like, you know, what...
Now, listen, I agree with you. I once saw a warthog on National Geographic look just like her, and so she actually, it could be a warthog. I agree.
But, you know, I'm looking at those things, and I'm seeing it just like what Larry Nicholas was saying, you know, that if she's as ill as she's supposed to be, I think what that is, it's a fake thing, and I think what they're doing is, because it makes sense for her to have 10-minute speeches. Wherever she's going, she's only there.
No, here, then it's just those talking points. Nothing they can take out of context. Maybe you're right. Who knows? We'll track it. Rick in the ATX, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ATX. Doesn't that sound Austin,
hey,
Texas?
How's it going there?
ATX. So Autobots. Transform and roll out. Form of ATX.
I want to talk about immigrant assimilation. So I notice a lot of these Mexicans and the Muslims always want to come over here, and they don't really want to assimilate with the culture, which brings me back to when my great-grandfather came here from Lithuania. When he came here, he decided that he was American. He was no longer Lithuanian. So all throughout the generations, anyone who asked them about Lithuania, it was always, I'm not a Lithuanian.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair to say Mexicans aren't assimilating. It takes like two generations. The Muslims aren't assimilating. I've studied it. But you're right. In the old times, folks really wanted to come to America because it was so much better, and they would even change their names of whatever. And I'm not even saying that's a good thing overall because, you know, diversity, I think, is a good thing. But I hear what you're saying is that the left is here to create balkanization to play us off against each other. That's why it's ruining immigration being a good thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I hear you. I mean, look, all I know is Trump's reaching out to everybody to try to unify instead of the globalist trying to create division. That's why they're so scared.
Yeah, well, that's why he's coming here to Austin Tuesday, so I hope everyone out in the Austin area comes out and sees him. So.
Absolutely. I'm sorry I got to jump. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to John, Chris, and Chris. Call me tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll take your phone calls. Got a bunch of big guests and more. Infowars.com is there right now with stories, videos, you name it. They do not want that information getting out. But the big story, straight ahead, tell me what you think in the comments. It's on Infowars. Is it fear porn to worry about nuclear war, or does worrying about it stop it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
I cannot help asking those who have caused this situation, do you realize now what you've done?
Year by year what's going to happen, and they know we know. It's only you that they tell these fables, and you buy it and spread it to the citizens of your countries, and your people do not feel a sense of the impending danger. This is what worries me. How do you not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction? That is the problem. But they pretend like nothing's going on. I don't even know how to get through to you people anymore.
Putin will try to destabilize Ukraine, but the Ukrainians, the large majority of Ukrainians, are determined to be independent of Russia.
Well, then, why are you interfering in our business? Don't meddle in our business. Sort out your own issues first. Mr. Trump declared that he is ready to restore full cooperative relations with Russia. What's so bad about that? We all welcome that. Do you not?
In recent years, we have seen a cacophony of geopolitical experts, historians, statisticians, statesmen come out and warn that the world is hurtling towards major military conflict between the United States and Russia, and that the climate that we see in the world today is very similar to what we saw before World War I and World War II. Vladimir Putin has come out multiple times in the last 6 months at press conferences and warned the world that the West, under the guise of missile defense systems, is moving offensive nuclear weapons up to the border with Russia. I study the facts. I know that 2 years ago, George Soros bragged on CNN that he had the major part with the State Department in overthrowing the elected government of Ukraine.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Now, in the eastern area of Ukraine that has always been part of Russia, the Crimea, it means the border in Russian, we have proxy armies of NATO battling Russian troops, and the Russian losses have been high. Just last week, Vladimir Putin came out in a press conference and pointed out that Kiev is launching basically asymmetrical attacks, or what he called terrorism. And whether you support Russia or Putin or don't, or whether you're just neutral, it should be a major news item here in the United States. Here's a segment of that news conference.
It is true that our special forces have foiled an attempt by a group of sabotage infiltrators belonging to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's intelligence agency who were seeking to penetrate the Crimean territory. And in view of these events, it has become pointless to meet with the Ukraine's current authorities at the Normandy format. We have suffered losses as a result of this operation. We undoubtedly cannot turn a blind eye to the deaths of our servicemen. But I would also like to address our American and European partners. I think today it has become obvious for everyone that Kiev's current authorities are not seeking ways to solve problems through negotiations, but have turned to terrorism instead. This is a highly troubling development. There are no other reasons for conducting such actions other than to distract the Ukrainian people and divert their attention from the disastrous economic situation and the miserable conditions most of them are living in.
And here we are, 2 years after George Soros and the State Department brag that they overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. And now as NATO and Western forces mass on the Russian border, and as Russia puts 40,000 troops on its border and goes on high alert, and as Putin says, no more detente, no more talk with Ukraine, you are attacking Russian citizens in your east. Zero coverage here in our media, unless there's stories saying that I'm a Russian agent or that InfoWars or Donald Trump have sold out to Putin. No, we've sold out to common sense and decency and not having a nuclear war. And I see the emails that come in and the comments on InfoWars by a vocal minority saying that I'm a fearmonger because I'm concerned about global conflict. Yes, I'm concerned about the West funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take over the Middle East and North Africa. I'm upset about our governments creating thousands of trillions of dollars of fake derivatives to buy up the world. I'm concerned about the Clinton Foundation taking money from third world dictators and Middle Eastern governments that oppress women and homosexuals. I'm concerned about the laissez-faire attitude of our elites. But I'm even more concerned about the general population, because I've had people that I know personally say to me, Alex, we've been hearing about nuclear war since the 1960s. It's fear-mongering. It's never going to happen. And the New York Times makes jokes about fear porn. We have the power to destroy life on this planet many times over. We have Promethean fire that will either take us to the stars or turn this whole planet into a giant tombstone. I have three children. I study geopolitics. I'm involved in trying to build a better world. I want peace with Russia and China. I don't want war. And I see our very elites that tell us don't worry about war being the ones that gave nuclear reactors to North Korea so they could create atomic bombs, and who gave the missile secrets for ICBMs to China in the 1990s. The very people telling us don't worry about all this are the very ones that are pushing our world towards the brink of extinction, and not just for humanity. We've seen The Hague recently rule against the Chinese in the South China Sea. And we've seen China go into a very belligerent tone, threatening war with the world. Whether you support the communist Chinese or don't, I'm sitting here as an American patriot pointing out that we have aircraft carriers and fleets openly lined up against Chinese ships in the South China Sea in the last 2 months, with the People's Daily and the president of China saying war with the United States is imminent. And there's 1,000 times more news, literally, about some American athlete in South America at the Olympics who might have lied about being robbed. That's the big story, and not this. WorldNet Daily is reporting that $6+ trillion is missing from the Pentagon. The last time CBS News reported the day before 9/11 that $2 trillion was missing, you saw what happened. And that's just the beginning of what I'm talking about. The elite is all basically running to armored fortresses and redoubts in New Zealand. They're going underground. It's admitted. They're building huge walls from Hillary's palace to Zuckerberg's around their houses. They're acting like it's the end of the world while telling us don't worry about it. It's a conspiracy theory if you even talk about Putin discussing nuclear war. These are crazy times to be alive. And I'm simply here ringing the alarm bell saying we've gotten by without a nuclear war so far, and we're very close to one right now. Let's have a debate about this instead of whether or not somebody on the Olympic team lied about being assaulted. Let's force real issues out there in the open. I'm Alex Jones, asking all of you to think about the facts, to weigh the evidence, and to decide, is having 50,000 nuclear weapons on this planet safe? Is massing troops on the Russian border a good idea? Is funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda a good idea? The decision is up to all of us, and we should have a serious debate about it. The globalists don't want that debate to happen, but we're here to force that debate front and center, just like we've done about election fraud, just like we've done about GMO, just like we've done about our government funding ISIS on every front. InfoWars is the tip of the spear because we have 28 million viewers and listeners, just like you, that are awake and who are involved. So, my friends, it's time to take action and to stop a new world war.